You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Suckers!
I'm Kaylin Bell.
I'm Dean Bell.
And I'm Jared Haben.
An iHeartRadio podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to an all-new episode of Suckers Podcast featuring Dean, Kaylin, and Jared.
Woo!
Come on down.
Hey, come on down. You're next on the Suckers Podcast.
You're next on the Suckers is right. Welcome to the episode, ladies and gentlemen. I listened to last week's episode, as I do most weeks, and I've realized I talk too fast, and so I'm going to slow it down today.
That's so funny. I thought the same thing about myself.
That's just so funny. Maybe we were accidentally listening to the podcast in 1.5x speed.
Maybe.
I want to talk so slow that people have to listen to this at 1.5x speed just to be able to get through the whole thing.
Speed you up.
Jared, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I don't listen back. Somebody asked me that at Audrey's. And I said I should because it's probably like an athlete watching film on themselves. But I can't listen to my own voice. I'm sorry. I listened to 2 minutes in. I've already listened to the conversation because we had the conversation. And then I can't stand the sound of my own voice.
Oh, totally agree. For me, it's like watching a horror movie. I watch between my fingers, like under the covers a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm like cringe listening to myself. But it's like an athlete watching film. You know, you got to learn from your mistakes, figure out how you can
get better every day.
I have a question for you. I saw on Ben and Ashley's stories on Instagram that Ashley found out that I muted her. And I just wanted to check in with you, how she's doing. Is she okay? Is that why you guys are at the hospital in Virginia this week? Or
Well, she had a panic attack after she found out that you muted her. But she honestly did not care. We were talking about it yesterday. We brought Dawson to the playground and on the way back, forget how it got brought up, but she was talking about how she read the article that said Dean blocks. I think it was like Nick Viall, maybe was the headline. I can't remember.
Yeah,
but
Kaylin Bristow.
In the article, it said that you also blocked Ashley. And at first she was like, what the hell? He blocks me? And then she was like, honestly, that's so Dean. That's fine. I don't care. Like, I get if he doesn't want to see me talk about motherhood. I'm like, yeah, you're on the same mindset as me.
For the record, though, she knows I didn't block her, though, right? I just muted her.
You muted, whatever.
I still looked at her. I still responded to her story the other day after I found out that she found out that I muted her. And I was like, I just want you to know I'm still here checking in sometimes. I think that article was so funny. I'm kind of past the point of like getting mad at ridiculous articles being written just because they are so like, ironic and humorous to me. Like that was 0% deserving of an article. You know what I mean? And all it's doing is now just kind of making me feel even worse. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. I accept it. And I kind of appreciate that these silly little articles maybe are leading to a couple more listeners in the podcast.
Has Kaylin Bristow talked about it?
I've probably not. I think it's beneath her.
I mean, not to my knowledge. I doubt she cares either. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel I'm like sure that's she's in the same boat as Ashley.
She would address on her podcast.
Yeah, I just feel
she's probably mentioned it.
She's probably got a lot more going on than I do. That's why I have to grasp at straws, and she's talking about way more interesting things than I am. But
yeah, it only helps us if Caitlin talks about it.
Well, and that's so, kind of the Caitlin, funny thing hopefully you too, do talk about it. Like, I don't really care as much about, like, I don't really care. Like, it's not going to affect my day-to-day basis, but now, because that article was written, it almost feels like I don't want Caitlin to think I have a vendetta against her or anything like that, which it kind of does feel like that way once an article gets written about it, which is not true at all. I just, you know, don't follow
I think
her.
Anyone who knows you knows that you don't really care about a lot. Well, like a lot of like dumb things like this.
Okay, but I still care about some things.
Let me ask you something. What's the difference between someone like me and you, where you actively block someone because you're just like, well, I don't want to see their content, versus someone like me who literally just flies right past their content? Is there any difference?
Hmm. Yeah, maybe it's probably better for their numbers. I used to get somewhat offended when people would like unfollow me or what have it, but... I mean, I still do. I mean, I used to be at 1.4 million Instagram followers. Now I'm at 1.1. That hurts.
It doesn't sting me as much anymore. I mean, it definitely did just because there's a competitiveness, you know, where you see somebody else on the show get X amount of followers and you're like, oh God, like I can compete with them. It's more of a competitiveness with mm-hmm. me more than anything. Mm-hmm. But the only time I guess it would ever bother me is if someone I consider a friend doesn't follow me. I'm like, what the hell? You don't follow me? That's weird.
Do you have any examples of people from the show that you've considered friends that don't follow you?
I'd have to think about it. Give me a minute.
Besides me?
You don't follow Jared?
Do you not follow? If you didn't follow me, I'd be like, bro, what? You could block me, but you got to follow me.
No, I follow Jared. I actually send Jared a lot of Instagram posts and stuff, and he never sends me any back. It's always the one-way street with us on Instagram.
Oh, like, I send nobody.
I'm like, it's, superhero stuff. Jared would like this. Oh, a kid likes dinosaurs is probably going to be smarter than a kid that doesn't like dinosaurs. Send it to Jared.
Dean sent me a nice video of a particular, let's just call it a dance video. You know, it's like a tutorial. Let's just say that. And I watched, and it was entertaining, to say the least.
Yeah, best 45 seconds of your day.
He's good at the memes and the GIFs.
Yeah, thanks. But yeah, that's good that she didn't take offense to it. But she knows I love her.
Yeah. Who doesn't actually, who would be... Now I want to know.
I also...
I'm also just really bad at following people on Instagram. Like, same. I just forget. I don't know. Like,
same.
A lot of your friends, I don't follow. And when they bring it up to me, it's really awkward. I'm like, okay, sorry.
My big thing is, like, a lot of times when you meet someone in today's day and age, you, like, your instinct after you leave that meeting with them is to go and follow them on Instagram. I don't really have that inkling anymore. Like,
me either.
I don't really think to, oh, I met this person, I'll go follow them on Instagram now. It's kind of like, if I hang out, I kind of have like a, this is like totally not real, but just kind of like a mental thing that probably happens. Like, I need to probably hang out with this person multiple times or at least exchange phone numbers and text privately before I can, like, consider myself good enough friends to be interested in following you. You know what I mean?
Like that.
I think I've got it, by the way.
NFL player you were ghosting. We won't say his name. That former NFL player you were ghosting. He texted you so many times and you never responded. Yes. You don't need to say his name.
Yeah.
But it's like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Super
you
Bowl.
You ghosted an NFL player?
A Super Bowl winning running are? Back has been hitting
don't
me up.
Say his name.
And well, it's funny because Jared will know exactly who it is. Super Bowl winning running back has been hitting me up like just via text message. And it says maybe this name and it's not his name. It's like his nickname. And I was like, who the heck is this person? Why does he keep hitting me up? And then it like finally hit me one like a couple days ago. And I like texted him back and I was like, I'm so sorry for ignoring you. I had no idea that this was you. That's kind of what I'm saying. I don't follow him on Instagram. I need to follow him or hang out with him some more before I get to that point. It's just such a silly like social dilemma that people are faced with where following people on social media like has a bearing in your relationship with them where it's just like such a silly little thing to take into consideration. But it's true. We do. Like I'm not saying I don't do that at all. I'm also guilty of that, you know?
I have one and it's a little bit juicier and it does not offend me, but there was a part of me that wishes he followed me.
Paul Simon.
Cause we're, huh?
Paul Simon.
No. He's Bachelor mm-hmm. Universe. I don't know if you should I give you guys. Yeah, I'll give you guys some guesses. So he's someone that I'm definitely friendly with. I'm friends with, but not super close with.
Okay.
I've been to his wedding.
Okay.
Joe?
Nope. No, Joe follows me. Joe and I send Seinfeld clips back and forth. It's fantastic.
You've been to his wedding. Jerry?
Yep. And it wasn't it. I follow him. I wasn't expecting him to follow me, but there was a sliver of hope because he follows Ashley. Hmm. He follows Ben. He follows he follows you, Dean. I just looked.
Did you know that?
Who is this person?
It's Gary.
It's not Jerry. Gary.
Gary.
It's not Gary.
No,
I thought you said it was Gary.
No, sorry. I love Gary so much, but I could care less.
Haven't been that many bachelor weddings. Right? Oh, I know who it is. Chris Harrison.
Chris Harrison is correct, ladies and gentlemen, for the win. Oh, he doesn't follow me. That's okay.
He only just started following me after we spent some time together in Pebble recently.
Oh, nice.
And you weren't there, so maybe that's why he takes.
Maybe that was way. That was the kicker right there. And not that I ever would expect, obviously. And I know it's nothing personal, so it doesn't really bother me that much. But when I was looking, I was like, I wonder if Harrison follows me, because he came up on my Instagram story. And then I was like, oh, he doesn't. That's sad. Oh, well. Because he follows like Tanner and stuff like that.
It does sting a little bit, right? Do you have any of these types of... No, it doesn't sting. Do you have any types of...
No, I don't want him to think that like it actually does sting. I'm perfectly fine with him not following me. I know it's not personal.
The sun will still rise in the morning. Absolutely. Do you have any of these?
There's people that like... You know, when you're on Reels and then I'm looking for sounds and then I find people, I'm like, oh, I want to follow them. And they follow like every Bachelor person except for me. I'm like, well, that hurts.
I know.
Just random things like that.
But no one specifically
that hurts
from
more.
Like Bachelor franchise or anything that don't follow you that you
I don't think so.
No.
I don't really.
I would agree with Kaylin. I think it's more of the
people.
Yeah.
I think it's the person that I want to follow. That's not a part of Bachelor, that follows so many people from the
and
Bachelor,
then it's
but
my
not
pride.
Me.
I'm like, well, I can't follow them. And it's so stupid.
I'm like,
but
shit.
I'm like, they follow everyone. Everyone.
I know.
It bugs me too when people follow Dean and they don't follow, like women. Sorry, women specifically. When hot women follow Dean and they don't follow me, I'm like, I'm his wife. Mm-hmm. You should follow me.
Yeah,
that must make Dean feel pretty good.
I know.
It does. I'm not gonna lie, it kind of does. But I'm sure they're
and on the more, old back.
More people follow you than they follow me, Kaylin. So there's more of that than there is for me. You know?
There's one person in particular that I'm thinking of that I won't name, but she follows every Bachelor person, Dean included. And I was gonna invite her to like my Dillard's launch in Denver, and then I was like, I don't know, maybe not.
So does she live in Denver?
She lives in Colorado.
Area.
Interesting.
Not a Bachelor person, just random.
Oh. Well,
no, I know. That's one.
There is definitely something to be said when someone that you admire, like what their life or whatever it is, and you go to see who they follow and you're the only Bachelor person they follow. That's happened to me a few times and I'm like, yes. Part of me just gets really happy inside.
Well, what's cool too, I was thinking about this in the airport. Dean has a lot of young fans, like male fans. And he had two men come up to him. One of them was like, I love your photography. Like, you're crushing it. And then this other, like, little boy, he was probably in college, was like, Deanie babies. And it's cool that you've created something outside of The Bachelor. Like, people are huge fans of your photography, which I think is cool.
It turns out one of those guys has been, like, hitting me up for a while. And I have messaged him back a little bit on Instagram. And he's like, it was so funny bumping into you in Charlotte. And I was like, oh, my God, what are the odds that we ran into each other in Charlotte?
Oh, wow.
But, yeah. That's
but that, it's cool. It's that cool that you've created that.
You get that a lot more from young girls, though, I think.
Well, they just watch the show. I haven't done anything cool, you know?
Yeah, you have. You hiked Nepali Coast. You hiked to Havasu Pie. You've been to Guatemala. You've been to St. Lucia. You've been to Aruba.
Yeah, I guess so.
So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
One of my favorite things is when people, my favorite thing is when people come up to me and they're like, Brady. And I'm like, yes. Like, yes. Love it. Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Jared, what did you guys do for Ashley's birthday?
We went out to dinner. So I got her flowers and a card in the morning, and I didn't know what to get for her because we're at that stage in our relationship right now. I'm not going to get her anything of material because there's just nothing. You know, we're very lucky, as you guys are in the same boat, where we are able to have a lot of things that we've wanted in terms of, like, you know, rooms or, you know, baby stuff. And so it's like, well, we're trying to declutter the house and not clutter it. So I'm not going to get her anything, just like she doesn't get me anything. Like, we didn't exchange gifts for Christmas, even though I did get her something for Christmas, but she didn't get me anything. But so I was like, I'm not going to get her anything. Cause, like, I remember last birthday, I got her like a shirt. It's a cute little shirt with, had like Mark Wahlberg and Leonardo DiCaprio when they were kids on there. Cause, like, that's her two crushes. And I'm like, that's stupid though. Like, she never wears the shirts. It's such a waste. So I told her that because we were coming here the next week for a doctor's appointment, I said, let's schedule a day where you and Lauren just hang out. Like, you guys go to the spa, you go do whatever you want, and then I'll take care of Dawson. That'll be my birthday gift. And then she was like, well, all I want to do with my sister is hang out on the couch kind of, and with Dawson. And I'm like, all right, well, shit. Okay. I guess that's fine too. But yeah, we did have a nice meal out. We went to the White Horse Tavern, which is in Newport. It's the oldest tavern in the United States. It was opened in 1692, and it still has a very colonial feel to it. Like, you walk in and it's like the bar is a separate room, the hallway is a separate room, the dining room, just everything separate. So it is really cool. It feels very historic in there. And it was fun. So we had a really nice evening out. She can't drink, obviously, because she's pregos. So I had a glass of wine and we had some good food, and it was just nice getting out the two of us. No, she just gets Coke.
Mm. I love that. You're like, she can't drink, obviously, so I got wasted.
He said he had one glass of wine.
I know. I'm just kidding.
I know. Obviously, I'll drink. She can drive. No, I mean, I do like having a glass of wine with dinner, though. And she doesn't care. She's not like the type of person who's like, please don't drink because I can't drink. She doesn't care.
I would be that way. I think I would say, you don't drink in solidarity with me.
You think you will be that way, huh?
I don't know. We'll see.
I would. I would probably take 9 months off without question.
What about coffee?
Oh,
no way. There is no way in hell you're not drinking coffee for 9 months, bro.
That's a big question mark. I could just sneak it and like drink it in the other room while you're...
That's like an addict.
No, that's me being cognizant of your emotions.
I wouldn't ask you to give up coffee.
But you would ask me to give up booze for 9 months.
Maybe. If you're with me.
We don't really like drink together ever anyway.
It doesn't matter. I'm way more into mocktails, so I think I'll be fine.
And then, Kaylin, you might have like, I think it's called an aversion to some of these things. For example, Ashley doesn't even enjoy the smell of coffee right now. Mm. She's like, it's just not appealing to her one bit. She doesn't want it. So me drinking it in front of her, she's like, that's fine. Like, I could care less. I wonder if there's something, though, that I do drink or eat in front of her that she's like, this mother.
Like hard-boiled eggs in the office.
Yeah, she can't have like sliced deli meat right now. So I'm sure if I had a nice big turkey and cheese, she would not be happy with me.
Is she, what is her thoughts on people having alcohol? Because I've seen a few people do this, like later on in your pregnancy, you can have a glass of wine or something. Is that true or is that?
Yeah, I mean, I know that there's certain studies or people do, especially in Europe. Mm. I'm sure she would be fine if she had a glass of wine. But again, she has no desires for it right now.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, we're the type of people, like if we were out and we were having fun with people and it's like, yeah, let's have a drink. But Ashley and I are never the type of people. I wish we were a little bit more where it's like we're sitting on the couch watching TV and it's like, oh, let's have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Like we're way more cookies, ice cream type people.
Mm. I mean, that's kind of how we are too. We don't really ever drink together. The only time is like when we're out at dinner, maybe Caitlin will have a glass of wine and I typically won't. The only time I really drink is like if I'm with my friends golfing or something. And then, but that's like, you know, twice a month, something like that.
Yeah, like once or twice a month.
Once or twice a day.
I want a glass of wine.
It's kind of nice. Like I do, I'm like, when I look back to how I was when I was in like my mid-20s or whatever, and it was, you know, belligerent drinking 3 days a week. I'm so grateful those days are behind me because...
Even COVID though, I feel like we drank so much during the shutdown.
I did plow through some Jameson during COVID, that's for sure. When you have a baby, I've heard that it's good to like take a shot of whiskey and then you breastfeed the whiskey goes through the breast milk and then it kind of like calms the baby down a little bit. That could be like an old timey thing, but that's just whatever.
Wait, are you being serious?
Yeah.
I don't think that you can do that.
That's just what I've heard.
I don't think
like a single shot of whiskey. So it's obviously not really like that.
That's Jared. He would know.
Jared, what do you think about that?
Say that again. Sorry, I was looking up a Harvard health study about drinking while pregnant.
So like, let's say Ashley just has this baby newborn. It's breastfeeding. I'm not sure if you guys breastfeed, but let's say you do for the sake of this conversation. And you can take a shot of whiskey or like have a glass of wine. And then that goes through the breast milk and then the baby absorbs it. And it's obviously like a very small amount, but it like calms the baby down. I'm obviously not a medical professional whatsoever. I'm not encouraging people to do this. I've just heard, this is what I've heard is an opportunity. Like,
sounds like something from the 70s that people did.
For sure.
Yeah, like an old wives' tale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just what I've heard.
But they also, like, I know that parents used to, and I don't know if they still do, they may put like a little rum or alcohol on the baby's lips.
Yeah.
When they're like anxiety ridden or teething, and it apparently calms them down.
Right.
Hmm.
But I'm curious to know like if that leads to any future developmental problems in terms of like addiction or anything like that. Which
I would guess so.
Probably not. I don't know if there is a tie.
Well, I'm sure if you do it all the time, yeah, like every time they breastfeed, you're just chugging whiskey. I'm sure that could cause some serious issues. But also, I just also believe everything in I believe in moderation. So I'm sure that if a parent did it once or twice to their kid, there'd probably be no long term effects on that.
Yeah,
you know.
Kids are pretty dang resilient.
But I'm also not a doctor.
No, right. I agree. But kids are pretty resilient. Like, you know, you could drop the kid on its head a couple times. It'll be fine.
We were talking to our friends who have a baby. And the day that they brought him home, the wife was like, please just don't drop him. Don't fall asleep with him on your chest. And he fell asleep with the baby on his chest, day one of him being home. And she said she just hears like a loud bang and then another loud bang. So hit the head on the coffee table and then slammed into the floor. She was like,
oh my God,
what the hell?
So that's scary just because with the newborn, their head is so soft.
Yeah.
Dawson, dude, that's the only scary part because they're like, you can feel it when you're holding their head, but they're just like so gentle and dainty and like the top of the head, like you can literally kind of push down on their head a little bit, which is weird. But Dawson hits his head all the time. And it's not even like yesterday we were at the playground and you guys remember that contraption where it looks like a half circle on top of the sand. It's bars that you can climb.
Yeah, like the dome thing.
He's literally just walking. He's walking in front of us and he has his head down and we're kind of looking at him. And then all of a sudden he walked right into the bar head first, just went dung and then fell back, started crying. And then I was like, oh my God, this kid. And so it's just like, God, he just hits his head everywhere. Stupidest stuff.
There was one time when I was like 10 years old, I was wrestling with my brother in our house and he like picked me up and, lost his grip on me and dropped me from like his shoulders. And I landed on my head on the ground in the house And everything went black. And I was like, oh my God, I'm blind. And this is my life now. I'm just going to live my life as a blind person for the rest of my life. And then all of a sudden, everything turned back on. And I was like, what just happened? And it turns out my head hit the ground so hard, it somehow like knocked our electricity out for 3 seconds. And it was the most terrifying 3 seconds of my life because I was like, oh, I'm blind forever now. But it was just the electricity going out.
That's crazy. It
might be one of those stories where it's like I'm remembering it differently, but I remember it so clearly. And I wonder if my brother would have the same memory of it. But
hey, but you turned out okay.
I turned out okay. But imagine how much more okay I would be if I didn't hit my head so hard that I turned the electricity out in our house.
True.
But yeah. Kaylin, let's talk about you for a second.
Okay.
You have a new clothing line coming out with Dillard's. Tell us about that.
Oh, sh.
Yeah. We started this, I feel like, a year ago, and it's been really fun. Dillard's let me design everything, like full creative control, which is awesome, and I've never had that before. So clothes, shoes, I think there's like 10 pieces of each coming to Dillard's, every store online on March 25th.
Are you so excited?
I'm so excited.
I got to say, too, you've got impeccable style. Every time we go out, I look like a homeless person because you are so well-dressed and I just wear shirts with holes in them all the time. When I was posting pictures of you from Aruba, you were wearing your blue and white dress and I got so...
That's not from my line, though.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's just a dress I found.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
I could have sworn you told me not to post it because you said you haven't announced it as part of your line yet.
No, because I wanted to post it first.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, all that to say, still, your style is impeccable. So I'm excited to see what you come out with.
Well, you saw it. You
I'm
shot
excited
it
to
all.
See it online and for sale with the name Kaylin Bell right there next to it.
We got to go to Dillard's on March 26th because we get back from Italy on the 25th. You down?
Yeah.
Where's the Dillard's stores closest to you?
It's like an hour and a half away.
So are they selling it in store and on the website?
Yeah. Every store across the country and online. I'm super pumped.
That's incredible. What made you want to start a fashion line?
I'm just obsessed with clothes and I'm obsessed with designing things. But I talked to one of my best friends. She was at the wedding, MK. She owns her own clothing line. And she was like, if you ever get into like doing your own thing, you should do jewelry because you pay per square footage. So with jewelry, it's like, it's a lot less and you don't have to go by sizes. So I want to do my own jewelry line. This is like through Dillard's. So it's Dillard's fully, you know, fronted the cost and helped with everything. But it's fun to be able to do it, like start to finish and design it all.
Didn't you do jewelry for a minute? With
that was still
stone?
Like, yeah, that was still with brands. But I want to do my own thing. One day.
Yeah.
Then so you have creative control over all of the fashion that you are creating with Dillard's. What type of fashion is it? I'm not a fashion guru, so I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So how would you describe the clothing you create?
It's kind of a variety of things, just like everyday pieces, vacation pieces. You can wear some to work. But we started, I sent them like dozens and dozens of photos and made vision boards. And then they came back with CADs and I was able to like make adjustments. And then they came to Vegas. We did samples, try-ons, and then still made adjustments. So it's been fun. But yeah, very just like easy spring pieces that you can wear any day.
Jared, let me ask you this. I had brought this idea up with Kaylin and she doesn't seem to be too receptive to the idea. I think a genius marketing campaign would be for me to wear her pieces and model them just to like, you know, obviously do your regular marketing and modeling and all that stuff that you would do, but then just like throw me in the side wearing a dress that I obviously have no business wearing that probably doesn't really fit me all that well either. I think it would do well, but Kaylin said she didn't like that idea very much.
I mean, you know I'm going to love that idea.
That's great.
Like, I so don't understand.
So that's three versus one.
Of course, that's incredible.
That's three versus
one. Of course
one.
I think you should do this.
Okay, so then we have to go to Dillard's and you just do a try-on haul in the store.
Absolutely.
In the store.
All right.
And so that's Dean, you need to walk out. Like, you can't just be in the changing room and then we get a sneak peek. Like, you have to walk out full clothing. Strut like you're on the runway at Dillard's in Kaylin's fashion line.
Absolutely. I got to get my arms
multiple
ready for that.
Outfits.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have shoes?
Like bags swinging and stuff and put your sunglasses on, slow motion turn kind of thing.
Yeah. You're like a mom's day out on this trip.
We're doing this, Kaylin. We're doing this.
Yeah. Like
In the rundown, it says, did we get any backlash for both saying that we both need alone time on the podcast? Not really, but I guess that's just kind of a lead into the question that I want to ask is what podcast episode have caused us the most backlash personally?
Oh, easy. Sperm. Saying that you want your brothers to impregnate me.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Oh, that's gross. That's right.
What's yours, Jared, that you could think of?
Oh, it's without a doubt. This is well before Kalen was on the podcast. It was the episode where Vanessa found out that maybe she wasn't on the first guest list for the wedding.
Oh.
That was a bad one. That was a bad one.
Yeah. Yeah, but I bet you we got a lot of downloads on that episode.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, we just did it for... It was just a big ruse between us, you know? And then, obviously, guys, we only did it for the podcast.
Vanessa was at your wedding. That whole thing was a whole shtick the whole time.
I know. No, she didn't. She did. Vanessa was invited, but she couldn't come.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's a long story leading up to that point, so we don't have to dive down that memory lane.
I'm trying to think what mine is. I've had so many that I don't even know if there was one specific one that would be the most. But yeah, the sperm one is pretty bad. That one was especially bad because my friend's dad even texted me and was like, hey, maybe don't say so much dumb stuff on the podcast. And you know it's bad when your friend's dad, who you haven't talked to in a few years, is texting you things about, like...
Are you serious?
Yeah. And he's like one of my best friend's dad, who's like, you know, he is a great guy. I love him to death. But he's like, just don't be an idiot.
Was basically. It Austin's dad?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wait, was he being serious or was he busting your balls?
Probably a little bit of both, I would think.
Oh. That's... awkward.
I'm trying to think of what was the worst. Yeah,
there were a few bad ones where I was like, Dean, you gotta stop.
Yeah,
now I'm trying to find ones. I just googled Dean Unger.
He says with the biggest smile on his face.
There's just something fun about stirring the pot. I just enjoy it, I guess.
I gotta say, I care a lot less than I did when was first happening.
You've gotten so great at it too, and I kind of like it would be crazy to expect anything else. Because I was the same way too. When we first started this podcast, I was like so terrified of saying the wrong thing all the time. And then, you know, fast forward a year, 2 years, or however long it took me to get comfortable with it. Now look at me, I'm an idiot. Not saying that you're an idiot by any stretch of the imagination. But when we first started with you as a permanent co-host of this podcast, I was like, I was already 4 years deep and you were just starting. So I was like, oh my gosh, just lighten up. It's not that big of a deal. And but in my head, I was thinking like I was in the same boat as you were when I first started. And so you've definitely come a long way.
I meant more so, though, dealing with your antics.
Oh, the antics. I thought you meant like yourself, because you have loosened up a lot on the podcast.
Yeah, that has come with time. But I mean more so of not caring about the headlines you create.
I cannot believe I'm reading a headline right now that says Dean Unger considers using brother's sperm to have kids with Caitlin.
That wasn't even the worst part about
it. I know.
It.
I think that was that's pretty good.
That's a generous
title.
There
were some other ones that said like Dean wants his brother to impregnate his wife or something.
Dean wants Caitlin to have sex with his brothers or something.
Something weird.
Yeah, Bachelor star Dean Unger floats impregnating fiance Caitlin with his brother's sperm. Whew.
What a time that was.
What a time.
It just makes it more fun, I think. You know, our lives really aren't.
Yeah.
Our lives really aren't interesting enough to like. We kind of gotta throw some curveballs out there every once in a while.
I do appreciate you being so just like letting loose and watching this season of The Bachelor, watching Love Is Blind. People are just so. I talk about this all the time, but they're so like cautious and worried about what people are gonna think and say. And too, I was watching Love Is Blind and Bachelor, and people, the way that they act and have this like superiority when they think that they're right and that everyone's going to rally behind them. And then it turns out they're not, you know, mm-hmm. like on Love Is Blind. I feel like Chelsea was kind of that way. She thought everyone was going to be against Jimmy, but everyone doesn't really like either.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay authenticity guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty.
When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Now I'm just going down memory lane. There's an article that says Dean Ungler wants a vasectomy before he has kids.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one.
The vasectomy was a good one. But then I found that this a People article. Dean Ungler and Kaylin Miller Keys mourn the death of their dog, Pappy, quote, our little angel.
I just asked Dean yesterday. I was like, do you think Pappy and Alistair would get along? And he said no.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But it would be cute to see him together.
Yeah, the vasectomy thing was caused quite a stir as well. But I also think that a lot of people don't realize that we were kind of making fun of The Office a little bit.
Yeah, snip, like, snap, snip, snap.
Snip, snap. And that's okay. We've got like our inside jokes that we get and then we say them and then we like for some reason expect people to understand them as well, but then obviously they don't. So,
From E, Dean Ungler says Kaylin is the, quote, most suffocating girl he's dated. Yeah.
That one I was mad at for sure.
That was a long time ago though.
Oh, so good.
That was like early. That was like we were only dating for a few months at that point.
No, that was like 2 years in. And you're just being a jerk.
Oh, my God. E article. Here we go again. Dean Ungler claims producers told him to propose to Kaylin Miller Keys on Bachelor in Paradise.
I forgot that.
Wait, did they? I forgot. Oh, when we went back. To host the date. Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Well, and also, too, what's tricky about those articles, we've talked about it a lot on this podcast, too, is every time I say something, I'm like smiling cheek to cheek, you know, being a grin on my face, complete satire. Well, not complete, but just like doing it to be, do it. And then they get written down and it's just so hard to like emulate that same type of like stir mentality when you're writing stuff down. But if you watch or listen, you're like, oh, he's clearly just being an idiot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I get it.
Good times. Good times.
Dean Ungert thinks Claire Crawley quitting Bachelorette is, quote, fishy.
Surprised that one made a headline.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even remember that one really too much.
And then you talked a lot of crap about her ex-fiancé.
I did.
And he doesn't like you now.
And then I met him in person. He definitely did not like me very much at all. Which is just kind of, it's the game you play. When you play with fire, you got to get burned a little bit. That's kind of why I feel bad talking crap about people from Bachelor, because you know you're going to run into them at some point.
Yeah, but they're characters. You cannot like the character that they're made to be on the show and like them in person.
Yeah. That's fair. I just know that when people talk crap about me on my first Bachelor in Paradise, I was like, ooh, this son of
son of
a child. As long as people are nice about it, as long as you're not cruel, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I always thought it felt like the rivalry that I remember between you and Evan. Remember that?
No, that was not a rivalry. That was him just bashing me on Twitter all the time.
I know, but that felt pretty tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know from an outsider, because he was so over the top about it, it felt like he was... Because you guys met or something, and he's like, I hate you so much.
He was on the podcast.
Yeah, he was on the podcast. But no, you're right. I did meet him then once in Nashville, and he like tried to keep the facade up or something, but then he like pulled me aside, and he's like, you know, I'm just messing with you, right? And I was like, yeah, I guess so. Oh, man, good times, good times.
I'm down now, you're skiing. Bachelor star Dean Ungler details a scary skiing accident that left him hospitalized. Quote, I owe them my life. Oh, Kaylin Miller Keys on her relationship with Dean Ungler. Quote, he makes me a better person.
Do you still believe that?
See?
Do you still believe
that? That's how you make a nice headline.
Do you still believe that?
Yes.
Are you sure?
And the opposite is so true. You make Dean such a better person than he makes you.
Hey, we
I think
have
Dean
our,
would agree with that.
No, I agree with that. We have our, we both, hey, don't scare it, tear me like that. We have our, we do different things for each other, I think. You know, I help you in ways that you don't help me, and you help me in ways that I can't help you.
Yeah, for sure. It would be a crazy partnership if only one of us is benefiting, right?
Right. Who do you think benefits more, me or you?
You.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Yeah, well, we don't need to go to any more headlines, Jared. I'm already embarrassed enough as it is.
Sorry, now it's just, it's so good. I forgot like how much.
There was like 1 year in particular that I was just completely unhinged. And
with me or without me?
I think it was maybe even before you. But yeah, that's, I guess that's probably going to do it for this week's episode, right?
It's very Dean-centric. I love it.
I know. I felt like the star of the show. No, I kept trying to deflect back on you guys, but then it kept coming back to me.
Well, we don't do what you do. No one can do it better than you.
Thanks, baby.
If you, oh my God, this is from July 2022. Quote, if I buy you a ring, you should buy me a truck.
I knew that one was going to come up. That, I was going to say that that might have been the worst.
I'm not done with the headline yet. Why Dean Unglert from The Bachelorette is a walking red flag.
Oh, who wrote that?
I know. Evie Magazine. I don't know it.
People love to shit on Dean.
I love for people to shit on me. I'm here to be shit on.
No.
And if the words come out of your mouth that say, if I buy you a ring, you should buy me a truck, you deserve a little shit for that, obviously.
Oh,
if I said that, I'd be like, here we go.
Absolutely.
That's all right, though. It's all for fun.
I mean, you did get a $60,000 engagement ring, and I only got a $30,000 truck. No, but, you know, we're not going to compare
doesn't seem fair.
Apples to oranges.
It was not $60,000.
Okay, fine. Maybe I'm embellishing by a couple hundred dollars, but. Yeah, no, I've definitely said some dumb stuff. And you know what, guys? Don't worry, because I got a lot more dumb stuff that I'm ready to say. Just don't know what it is.
Just or when the
it's
beginning.
Yeah. I just wish that. That's why when like you said this, like when the Vanessa stuff was happening, or Caitlin hasn't really put her foot in her mouth too much on this podcast, but it's always nice when it's like someone else has taken some of the heat off of me a little bit. But then I get a little jealous, and so then I want some more heat. So then I say something even stupider, I guess. Nothing? Okay. That's probably going to do it for this week's episode, you guys. What do you think? Is that a good place for us to end?
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Suckers. Make sure you guys tune into our own individual episodes. We'll be coming out sometime this week whenever Dean and I do ours. Caitlin, thank you so much for being consistent and being the leader of this podcast while Dean and I just bring it up the rear. And thank you to everyone listening. I can't believe you guys still listen. I hope you know how much we appreciate it and we love you so much. So make sure you guys tune in next week where hopefully we suck just a little bit less.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, everyone. This is Jodie Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.